Blog Talk Radio.
It's the morning show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Do what you've done for me. You'll always be.
That's right. We're talking about those mothers. Welcome to Cheryl's World. I'm Cheryl Smith. Guess what? We have a little bit more time, and there was someone else who talked about mamas. We're going to give you a little bit of that as we commemorate the fourth day of Black History Month.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Said tears with my baby sister. Over the years we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen. Mama, I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I could pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
please, no one above
you. You all appreciate it. Some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away.
The one and only. Again, this is the first week, fourth day of second month. Every Black History Month. And this, we are going to be joined. I'm waiting to hear from my guest to you, and you'll be listening to the wonderful Andrew. And this person to you is like the lead on the reality show Married, and it's featured of women in Atlanta with and some of the women outside. And shows the group as they balance their social circles and families. And so we're going to be joined by Jackie, you know, as Jacqueline Walters. And Monica, that's right, yeah. And she is she is a two-time and she has a lot of celebrity town in Dallas, Texas, because she's going to be speaking at the luncheon for Avoid Incorporated, the Omega Church. And she is graciously share her message and talk about foundation with she does have a foundation, and talk to Jacqueline, and she's, you know, a gynecologist, is she, Tony, T.I., and Usher, graduated University of Mississippi, completed her residency at Mercer in Georgia. As a two-time cancer she started Foundation, which treats other people's cancer worries. Those of you know me, I always applauded that breast cancer survivors and of the warriors, not just the movie, but the warriors. So what we're talking about. And she's campaign, Fit is the New It. And that's so, you know, she's going to be speaking to sororities, and this is a plea to sorority members, that not just sorority members, but to spread it to women, so we have our weight under control. And it's not about look, I'm not talking about look, feeling, being healthy, and surviving. And so with this new campaign, with him and obsession with help of exercise, we talk about health. We hope to talk to a lot of people who play hard. Kind of sounds like me. And excuse me as I get ready for her. Again, we're expecting Jackie. And I'm going to talk to her. Just talk to her about what she is Alpha Kappa Alpha. We will be getting that information. Okay, so thank you for joining me for this podcast, and I thank those who listen every Sunday. I love Andrew Wick. He's a good Catholic. If he joined in today, because he knows me. But I'm expecting Dr. Jackie. She's going to be speaking with speaking to almost people at the Alpha Xi Omega chapter at their Founders Day luncheon. Now, last week I was with Delta Sigma Theta at that in the time. And Dr. Suzanne Cook, she's actually a member from the time talking about things that East Coast flavor and talking about life in general and what we need to do, because we know we need to stop making it. Sometimes we're focusing just are not important. We're worried about tweets that the president out there aren't paying attention to the pics. I'm pics for the and had to take a message from police put it that we need to really stand up. The Democratic Party needs to do some filibuster, and they need to and if they don't stand up, I feel like they agree, because you can't be silent in this war, not this one. And so if they agree, then guess what? When the time comes around for them to be reelected, they need to be targeted, and they need to be targeted. And there are so many other things I want to talk with you about, but I say salute none other than Elise Goff, FF. She is still going strong. She is a 75-year member of Sigma Theta, and she is a jewel. Her mind is still sharp. I know I haven't seen her in quite some time. You know, she could have been celebrating her 75th. I knew because she and times when he said stand, and guess what? She stood too. You know, she did not let her. And that's, you know, that's what I hope, you know, get to be. I hope at age, because I'm just and here I am for the 30, almost 39. We're coming up on 39, and I'm excited. I don't know what you do if and this is a beautiful morning. I'm in Dallas, Texas. I thank you for joining me, and we expect Dr. Jackie to talk. She has Lisa Nassau, and Simone. I just say, gosh, you know, this Dr. Jackie needs to be on an airplane when needed a sister who they didn't think she could be a doctor. You know, they're the type. Just things that are not expected of us, because we are black, are thousands of black women doctors on issues. I think we have Dr. Jackie with us, you know, the foundation, everything. And if you would push number one, I don't have to do it. Maybe I can see if I have you here. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello?
Can you hear me?
You're going in and out.
I'm so sorry. Let me see if I can straighten this. Can you hear me? Okay. Let me try and make sure I can get you. I tested everything. Let me see. Can you hear me better? It appears to be coming through.
Hello? Will it be easier if you call us back? We can hear you, but it's choppy.
Let me just see. Hold on a minute. Can you hear me?
Now it's
I can hear you with the echo.
Okay, let me see what I can do. Okay.
You want to try the landline?
Oh, that sounds really bad. Okay.
Okay, now tell me, can you Did you? Okay, wait a minute. You can hear me or not? I'm sorry about this new season. I was testing it. I've been testing it for hours. Another person on the line. Hear me?
No, I'm only getting broken parts of your sentence.
Okay, well, we don't want that to happen.
Can we give you the hotel number?
Hold on a minute. Let me see. Okay. A minute, let me see something. About that, we had Dr. Jack back, and if you what was happening there, took the number down, and I really want to get you done, so we're gonna okay, and okay, let me just try to give the dead air with him when she comes back and get my walk. I want you to drink water. I want you to take care of yourself, okay? And I am going to try to do this thing for Dr. Jackie, okay? Disappointed in that, and
God seems to be working okay. But when we're not vibrating,
let's mute that, and then we'll see what happens with her on, and then we'll hope. People, Dr. Jackie is joining us. She the Kappa of Tuesday, and which I told myself, I can throw you a glitch. So times, and we just got to go through it. Appreciate that. Alpha Zi Omega chat. Found it. I think it's two honorees. And, also, it's really wonderful. And women who committed, people can say whatever they want, but I should be invaluable are doing for communities and their schools, workplace, and we have to be cognizant. We need to spread the message more, and sometimes we're not doing that, and I encourage, you know, us to do it. Dr. Jackie to call us. And I'm going to work with these, and I'll let it be known that technical difficulties, because not good at all, and not what we expected at all. But again, I early in the morning, the Omegas are over at Applebee's because I tell you, men of Omega, I really like the idea of coming together. It gives you a chance. I know it's a lot. Let's do Applebee's, profitable and beneficial for all of you. It's from 8 coming to a now, and I just want to salute the men of Omega for the, because they are in the community who are doing great things as well. We're waiting to hear back from Dr. Jackie. I had so much that I wanted to talk to her. Had some serious issues when we talked about the importance of mammogram. I know that Dr. Jackie has to get her makeup and so much going on. She's a pro, and she has technical difficulties. I'm sure as soon as she can, she will be me. I'm hoping her difficulties. I know that she's trying to get ready and appreciate that she is giving me the time, you know, giving me the time, and that she has made it for me. So we're hanging by and waiting for her. Last time you had me, my first one, and I didn't know what to expect. In fact, I wrote a and you know, it's kind of like in it that you have sexual and you've heard people talk about it and you just wonder how it's going to feel, you know, what it's going to be like. And it was, you know, an experience, you know, and where I went, they made me feel it was they put me at ease, atmosphere, customer service to the customer. And this is the service people for that comment. So that was really cool. I'm glad to be with you. And again, thank you for Sunday morning listening to him, because he does and everything. I love doing it. He was with me at KKDA for the entire 20 plus years, but he was there for a good portion of it. And for every morning, was Yes, he was driving from far north. And we have Dr. Jackie trying to come back in. Yet we're going to see if this is her. And welcome to Cheryl's World.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was cutting out.
Okay. Listening, or is this Dr.?
I was just listening. This is my first time.
Okay, well, thank you for listening. 601. Can you hear me? Where's area code 609?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's in New Jersey.
You know what? I thought so. I know you just called it New Jersey. And,
I'm just hearing it.
So thank you.
I'm sorry. I was just hearing every other word. I didn't hear half of what you said, but that's okay.
Yeah, I hear you very well, and thank you for this. And so I'm that you're actually a homegirl for who is listening, and thank you for joining. On Sunday mornings, but this morning we're going to be talking with Dr. Jackie. She and all she's getting everything. Dr. Jackie, you watch the Bravo show, so now she's like the lead person on there. South Texas, that's where I'm from, and that's where I live. And speaking to the Omega chapter of Incorporated, they're having a celebration today with a couple of 50-year members, 8 or 10 year members. So that would be, and we're looking forward to talking. Mornings with Andrew Wiggum. I know he's a sports guy, but he likes to talk about any and everything. He has an opinion on everything, and he's not the president of the United States. Now, what I do encourage you can follow me on a number of other social medias. Check out Facebook, Twitter. There's a link to President Trump from Pastor Frederick Douglass Haynes. And he's telling the president really to stop the madness. And just getting ready, I think we have Dr. Jackie again. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put her and pull her up.
Dr. Jackie, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, how does that sound?
Much better.
Good, good. Thank you so much. And I'm not going to keep you that long because I know that you have to get ready for the big celebration for the 250-year honorees of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority and the almost, I think it's 25 years.
Yes.
And that's a big thing because service is important, and service is very important to you. I've told everybody about you, so I want to talk a bit about your foundation, okay?
Yes, yes. So I have founded a foundation called 50 Shades of Pink Foundation, and it really was birthed out of the fact that I had gone through breast cancer twice. Going to chemo, my method of getting through that whole process was to dress up. And then I found myself helping other ladies in the chemo unit to just look better, because I always feel when a woman looks good, she feels good. And the research has shown us when you feel good, you do good. So I created a foundation, and we're probably a little bit unique in that we're not the foundation that will probably pay for your mammogram or get you to your chemo treatment. We're the girls who will make you look good while you're going through the journey, whether it's wigs, makeup, fingernail polish, the right outfit to get you with those drains on. Whatever it is to make you look good is our mission.
Oh, you know, I think that is absolutely wonderful, because sometimes when – how can you look good when you may be feeling so bad?
And you know what? It takes some work, and I always tell women it's so rewarding. It's even a little bit of lip gloss will just kind of give you – when you're looking, sitting at that chemo – in that chemo chair, and you look in that little mirror they have there, it just kind of gives you like, whew, okay. And so it is hard to do, but we want to be that foundation, just put it right there readily available for you. You don't even have to think about it. We have a host of makeup artists on our team who will also help women if they need it. And so we're all, again, about the vanity part of the journey. And women like to look.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes. So, I was just explaining our look good, feel good motto.
Yeah, and that is so good. And we're talking about the looking good. Now, you're two-time,
yes,
and you still have people today, as you're dealing with the looking good and the feeling good, but you still have women who won't go get mammograms. What message do you send to them?
Well, certainly I get to do that through my office, in that, or any woman that I sit and talk with, and let them know early detection really is your best protection. I mean, nothing is 100%, but in order to try and live, if you are diagnosed with breast cancer, the best time to get diagnosed is as early in the ball game as you can.
Yeah, definitely. But then you have the, and I've known of several women, you know, they say some insurances, they say you have to wait till you're 40, but we know we have documented cases of women who are younger than 40.
Right. Now, and that's important to know your genetics. Know your family history. If your mother's been diagnosed, your grandmother's been diagnosed, if you've got more than two first degree relatives, a mother or sister with breast cancer, that's really important. If you've got a multitude of aunts, either mom's side or dad's side, diagnosed with breast cancer, then you need to know your genetics, because there is a genetic mutation called BRCA that you may have inherited from one of your parents that will predispose you to breast cancer. Sometimes even 80% that you will get breast cancer if you carry one of those genes.
Okay. It's interesting. Okay, you're mentioning the genetics of it all. I have to ask this because I, from the research that I had done, and you are an OBGYN, so you deal with many who have fibroid tumors. And I hear on one school of thought that says it's genetics, and I have another that is saying you're predisposed because of what you eat.
Well, the truth is we don't know. There has
okay.
been no documented genetics on fibroids. We do know it's very common in the African-American race. So is diabetes. So is hypertension. But they've not found any genes in particular to say, yes, you have a gene that's going to certainly give you, you're going to get fibroids. We don't know about food. We certainly cannot document any cases where one lady ate a particular thing more than others, and she has fibroids. So we don't know the mystery behind fibroids.
But we're still dealing with it, you know, at alarming rates, everything. You are so busy. I like to be able to tell people how they can support, you know, the foundation. We do, you know, a lot of the National Association of Black Journalists has a health initiative, and we have several members that who, you know, have dealt with breast cancer. Robin Roberts, Renee Sauter, she was predisposed because her mom and her dad had breast cancer.
Wow.
And
wow.
So she went through the surgery. She took. Which several women are doing now, if they think they're predisposed, those who can afford it, they're having the surgery to just say, I don't want to have to deal with it, because
it can, as you mentioned, it can be wear and tear on you mentally and physically going for test after test after test.
Right. Well, certainly if you are found to have the BRCA gene, BRCA 1 or BRCA 2, insurances will cover a prophylactic double mastectomy and sometimes even removing the ovaries. And so you don't actually have to do that out of pocket. But if you're just saying, I don't have the gene and I don't want to take the chance, that may be an expense that you have to incur. They are discovering that there may be some genes that they haven't really discovered because there are some families who have had multiple family members with breast cancer, and they are still negative for the gene, but they are definitely coming up with new genes. So if you are concerned to that extent and there's no proven fact that you have it, yeah, you will have to probably pay for that out of pocket.
Okay. Well, and that's really important to know. We want to share that now. Your website for your foundation.
It is www.50shadesofpinkfoundation.org. And that's shades with the S's. Again, it's www.50shadesofpinkfoundation.org.
And we will be sharing that. It's really important. I'm glad that you are in town and that you had a little time to give to us. I know that you're preparing for this to be with your sorority sister. They did tell me that you were a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority.
Yes.
And so this Alpha Xi Omega chapter is the oldest Alpha Kappa Alpha chapter in this area. And some of the real giants in your sorority have come from that chapter, have been members of that chapter.
Yeah, I met some wonderful ladies here, just fabulous, funny, smart, articulate. They're just giants. Yeah, we definitely have them here.
Yeah, most, and we're proud to have them all here. I know that you have to get ready, and I look forward to seeing you, and I look forward to meeting you and hearing what you have to say at the luncheon today. Just a few things I wanted, I mentioned that, like, Renee Silas' father had breast cancer. I know they aren't as common as it is in women, but what do you say to the men out there? Because I think sometimes they think they cannot get breast cancer.
Well, only about 4% of breast cancer diagnoses will be in men. But certainly we tell men, don't ignore a lump. Don't ignore a breast discharge. Don't ignore pain in your breast. So, be vigilant about your health. You know, the greatest wealth you'll ever have in life is your health. So we are good. And, you know, I always say, talk to the wise. If you know your husband is having an issue, the one thing we can do is and to go to doctor by whatever means necessary. We can get our husbands to go to the doctors, so we have to be their doctors at home sometimes.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if you heard it earlier. I was talking about the woman, the doctor, black female doctor who was on the plane, and they were asking for a doctor because someone was in distress, and they treated her like, you can't be a doctor, and you know. And then we look at, you know, a Dr. Jackie, and who is, clearly I know you know more, a lot of women in the sisterhood of doctors, but still you have people that may have thought of you at some point as a nurse. And that's kind of disheartening for young girls, you know, and even for, you know, I mean, I don't know how you would have felt if it had been you on that plane and you offer your services because you are a trained professional, and they want to turn you away because they don't believe you're a doctor.
Right. I probably would have been a little bit more forceful, silently forceful, but I would have been forceful in saying to her, you know, ma'am, I am a doctor, and allow her to refuse my services so that I had done what I was supposed to. You know, we took a Hippocratic oath that said to do no harm. And so I really thought I probably would have been a bit more forceful, but she seemed as if she was a young doctor, a resident doctor, so... You know, she did her part. She announced that she was a doctor, and she had covered her oath, you know. I offered. It was declined.
Right. And they're just some, we're still dealing with those stereotypes. And then we see someone who understand, and that's something that we need to tell sororities and just people in general, women, and we especially need to get it through in our community, that weight. And when a patient comes to your office and they are overweight, what do you say to them about their health?
Well, you know, I get to see all women, and they typically come to me for a particular service, which is gynecological or obstetrical services. So I do take care of the whole patient, in that I think that we are doctors and we have to make sure, you know, I'm really big into overall health. You know, you are what you eat. Eat live, exercise, manage your stress, know your genetics, and you only get one body and one life, and it's your choice to make sure that you get the best quality out of it, so take care of it.
Take care of it. Dr. Jackie, thank you so much. I don't know if you thought when you were going to school and everything that you'd end up on television doing a reality show, but you're a glimmer of hope for a lot of young women and probably some men too.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we get to hear from the men because initially, and I tell the world, when I was first cast for Married to Medicine, I really went on the show thinking my role really was to be a mentor to women who were married to doctors. And, you know, shortly after found out that really wasn't the role. But I've made sure that I stay true to who I am, in that it is typically my place to handle whatever stresses come with grace and dignity. And I stay pretty true to that, but I'm honest. I mean, if I'm having problems at home, I don't want to lie about it. I just want to share and say, you know, everybody has a problem, and this is how you get through it. And so I've been very open, very honest. This year we did the breast cancer lookbook, in that my story was that there was one time a very embarrassing place in my life when I would have to go in a dressing room and undress because I didn't know how to talk to the other people about the scars. But I later learned that those are now my battle wounds and not really an unsightly scar. So sharing that this year was a little hard, but it, you know, I've talked to some wonderful women who had great stories to tell that they were embarrassed, and now they can walk by the mirror and not feel ashamed.
Right. And that's the one thing that I, years ago on radio, I told folks that some of my best interviews have been with the survivors of breast cancer, because you seem to get it. You seem to wade through all the crap and realize what's important in life.
Right. Oh, yeah. You'll find out quickly, because I always tell people I got a third chance at life. You know, first diagnosis, second diagnosis. And I understand, and it's important that other women understand that you're not by yourself. You're not in this alone. And that's the beauty of sorority, especially for me, AKA, in that some of my best friends are AKAs, and I don't know if I would have made it through with the ease that I made it through without some of my best friends.
You know what? In this day and age, people need to hear that, and I'm constantly telling the sororities that you need to share those positive stories, because you're actually combating the negatives that are out there, because they do come up from time to time.
Right. Oh, yeah, so, they do. I mean, it's a part of life. I think people think that life is always going to be perfect and nothing's going to happen. And, you know, the very first friend you get is always going to be your best friend. And, you know, we have levels of friends. But, yeah, life happens, or as we said before, it happens. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. But we get through it. We get through it with our friends. And every friend may not be there for all the seasons, but you know, they're there, and with sororities, you create some lifelong, lasting friendship that you can never get outside of being not in a sorority. My experience has been I've got some of the best friends that are AKAs that I think life could ever offer.
Well, and that's, you said it just perfectly. I thank you so much. I'm going to let you go and get ready. I really appreciate the time, and I look forward to meeting you today. Look for me in my red, okay?
Okay. It's hard.
And yeah, most definitely, and a lot of Delta love. And I may even see my sister there. I haven't talked to her to see if she's coming. But she may show up there, because she decided that she was born on the day that Delta was founded, and then not the same year, but the day, but she decided that she wanted to be an AKA. So
all right, well,
she may show up there and surprise me.
Okay, thank you.
But thank you so much, and I really appreciate you and appreciate the message that you're putting out there, and I plan on sharing it in the various ways that I can.
Super. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
And that was Dr. Jackie, everyone, and we're going to take a quick break, and it's 23 minutes after the hour, and we're going to take a quick break, and then we will be right back. Doing the mama thing here.
Yeah, man. Tell me about the Delta fellas, Louis Sonny. They're
drinking that wine. Remember the schoolyard days?
Yeah.
We had to take you home, man. You were tired of it, man.
Oh, better today. Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah. Remember when we used to run around there? Steal the hubcaps off the car.
What you talking about? In batteries?
We lucky we didn't get busted, man.
Listen.
And I know here comes the buzz.
Hey, Bird, what color was you coming today?
That's just the line.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. But dig this here.
Yeah.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
It was that.
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is, what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
Love that song. Love that song. I've always loved my mama. Tell your mama to go and get her mammogram today. You've been in the morning to Andrew Wiggum, okay? And doing a little tweeting, getting that out of the way. Sign off right now and let you get to enjoying your Saturday. Hopefully I will see you at the Hilton Anatole. And I said, join me here today at the Hilton and see Dr. Jackie and celebrate with the members of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. She talked about the importance of sisterhood and the lifelong lasting friendships. And she talked about getting a third chance at life because she's a child. So join me and look forward to seeing you. I'm gonna talk and we can talk to you tomorrow morning with Andrew Wiggum. Thanks for joining me.